As Ukrainian forces battle pro-Russian rebels, the leaders of Russia, France, Ukraine, and Germany spoke by telephone to discuss a Franco-German plan to revive a shattered peace effort. The leaders are expected to meet in Minsk, Belarus, Wednesday in hopes of restoring last year's ceasefire that never fully took hold and broke down entirely in recent weeks. At a security conference in Munich, Secretary of State John Kerry said the United States and its allies are united in backing Ukraine.
We will stand together in support of Ukraine and in defense of the common understanding that international borders must not, cannot be changed by force in Europe or anywhere else.
Other officials stressed the need for dialogue. Germany's foreign minister said, quote, permanent security in Europe can only come with Russia, not against Russia, while France's foreign minister said, quote, nobody wants to get trapped in a raging war that is in no one's interest. Kerry denied any split between the United States and its major allies on Ukraine.
I keep hearing people trying to create one. We are united. We are working closely together. We all agree that this challenge will not end through military force. We are united in our diplomacy. But the longer that it takes, the more the off-ramps are avoided, the more we will be forced to raise the costs on Russia and its proxies.
The time has come to back up such words with concrete actions, according to Republican U.S. Senator John McCain, who says Russian President Vladimir Putin, quote, wants to dominate Ukraine.
Some say Ukraine cannot defeat Russia militarily. That's the wrong question. The right question is, if we help Ukrainians increase the military cost to the Russian forces that have invaded their country, how long can Putin sustain a war that he tells his people is not happening? That's why we must provide defensive arms to Ukraine.
So far, the Obama administration has neither committed to nor ruled out lethal military assistance to Ukraine, an option that, to date, has public backing only in Washington and Kiev. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.